Upheaval, Reckoning, Chapter 38, A Hero of Equestria. Slice, 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 slice! The triumphant shouts that came from hundreds of ponies left Applejack exhilarated and bewildered all at once. What was happening here? The ground under her hoofs was dry, rocky ground of a hill or a mountain, not the damp forest floor that she should be sleeping on. A second later she realized that she was not even looking at her hoofs. The usual orange furred legs attached to her were deep russet and much larger.
What in tarnation?
Applejack found herself walking up the steep slope of a hill despite not wanting to. Apple Slice's magic chain jingled around her neck while the crowd of ponies downhill chanted. When she reared and raised a hoof to their delighted uproar, it was becoming more and more clear to her that she was bearing something more than just Apple Slice's chain. She could only look on as she steered up the crowd of ponies with a fierce neigh and a few twirls from her lasso.
Slice! 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 Slice!
Most of this crowd of legionnaires were earth ponies in heavy barding, stomping and rearing joyously at the display. Bloody bandages covered many of them. Several had their forelegs in slings and a couple were missing an eye. None of these things could dampen the cheer. Eventually, Applejack began to walk downhill along with several other ponies. She didn't recognize a single one of them, but they looked at her as if they had known her all their lives. The closest to her was a gaunt earth pony stallion with a light yellow coat and a curly light green mane. He kept in pace with her while the others walked ahead. As they walked, Applejack noticed the limp in her left hind leg. No pony else seemed to be aware of it, save for this pony.
"Are you going to be all right, Appleslice?"
the yellow earth pony asked. Out all the ponies, he was the only one not smiling.
"Just a bad landing after that Urson tossed me around a bit."
"Maybe we should have a medic get a better look at it. It might be something bad."
"Are you that worried about my health, Grapevine, or are you looking out for one of the Legion's tools?"
"One doesn't cancel out the other," was the impassive reply.
Applejack's mouth moved each time she spoke, but it wasn't her voice that came out. This Grapevine stallion called her Apple Slice, confirming her suspicions.
"So what's next for you, then?"
"Home, Grapevine, home,"
Apple Slice replied.
"I've got a lot to do when I get there. Peel's expecting his first foal and I haven't even met his wife yet."
The smile on Grapevine's face disappeared.
"Should we expect you to return?"
he asked in a low voice. Apple Slice didn't reply right away. When he did, it was in a voice as low as Grapevine's.
"Family first, you understand, don't you?"
"What I understand is that the Legion needs you, Slice," Grapevine replied. "The Apple family will still have the safety of the Heartland where they can farm in peace. Morale will drop if mighty Apple Slice chose to leave the Legion for the Heartland. Among the Earth ponies, especially. You're a hero and an inspiration to all of us. The first we can proudly say to match the likes of Ashfrost and Stormrage. You can't just disappear into the Heartland and never be heard from again."
Apple Slice's jaw clenched before he replied.
"Hero," he snorted. "You and the others keep using that word. If I've ever been a hero, it was because I knew what I was fighting for. Every battle I charged into, I thought of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters. How am I supposed to be this hero every pony sees, knowing that I will never see or hear from them ever again?"
"And would you be happier in the Heartland instead?" Grapevine asked.
The outburst from Apple Slice did little to aggravate or cow him.
"Would you rather be Apple Slice, a farmer who can't farm, or Apple Slice, the shepherd who cares his own flock? Can you sit down and enjoy your harvest while your brothers and sisters in the Legion fight on without you? Maybe you can find other trade, but can you settle down knowing that the war goes on without you?"
"I can't," Apple Slice growled. "What am I supposed to do, Grapevine? Forget my family and fight on for Equestria? Equestria's too big and it has no face. What am I supposed to think of before I lay my life out here on the line? A flag? A map?
He's not an insane killer, Applejack thought. That Vermont Sunray was wrong. At least, he's wrong for now. He might not be if this poor stallion keeps making decisions like this.
What this decision is making you do is tragic, but I know you'll make the right choice, Grapevine said. It's a burden you have to carry as a hero of Equestria.
I don't want to be a hero of Equestria, Appleslice snarled. I just want to be Appleslice, the Earth Pony who did his part and got himself a little happiness along the way.
The two didn't speak again until they made it to a large camp where legionnaires were busy packing and loading things into wagons. Appleslice suddenly looked up at a Pegasus flying towards them.
Captain Appleslice,
the Pegasus called out. He pulled out an envelope from his saddlebags.
Letter for you.
Give it to me quickly, Appleslice said.
How odd. You already received a letter from your family last week, Grapevine said. Why would they need to follow with another one, especially since you're so close to your leave?
Though she couldn't hear Appleslice's thoughts, Applejack only needed to read along to tell what he was going through. The letter itself was strange. It was written to impersonally, almost like a Legion report. It was signed Apple Peel.
It's about my father, Appleslice said. He's gravely ill and needs me to come home right away.
I'm sorry to hear that, Grapevine said softly. I hope he pulled through.
Appleslice put the letter away.
He doesn't think so, neither does Peel. That's why they want me there as soon as possible. They want me to see him one last time and to be there when his will is read.
Appleslice snorted again.
At least, Father would want to.
I see. Grapevine put a hoof over Appleslice's shoulder. Not quite the homecoming you expected?
Appleslice nodded. He was about to say something, but the world suddenly grew dim. Only a few muffled sounds came from what should have been Appleslice's reply.
No! Applejack cried out. I want to see more. Why did the rest of the apples start calling him bad? What did he really do that day they had to part? Wait!
Applejack's shouting dampened with uncertainty.
Did you really just end up a hero of Equestria?
Applejack opened her eyes. She was back in the camp with the others. They had come across this clearing and settled in early so Rainbow and Scarlet could rest. The ground was still damp and covered with fallen leaves. Around them, moss-covered trees formed an intimidating enclosure. Past the canopy, a full moon shone down on them while a cold breeze blew from the north. Applejack rubbed her eyes. What had she been dreaming? She looked down where Appleslice's chain still hung. The links were bathed in a slowly fading light. She shook her head and looked again. The links looked normal. Perhaps she was just imagining things. That dream could just have been some dream, but she doubted it. Dreams didn't feel that vivid. She put that aside and looked around. The fire crackled and flickered, casting shadows on every sleeping pony around. A chorus of snores brought Applejack's attention beyond it. Rainbow Dash and Scarlet Rabbit were asleep directly opposite of her. Applejack smiled, remembering that the mission was a success. Her friend had taken to protectively staying near Scarlet Rabbit as if Vanguard Clash would sneak behind her back to murder him at the first opportunity. Something had changed about Rainbow. There was a strength in her that Applejack admired when she stood against Vanguard. Perhaps there was something good to be gained from this entire ordeal. She looked at Scarlet Rabbit. As confusing as it may be, perhaps his badness for Rainbow ended up doing something good. Twilight Sparkle slept to Rainbow's right. The sight of her took away the smile on Applejack's face. Twilight's words from the previous night still stung. What she was saying earlier only worsened things. It seemed only a few days ago that Applejack was willingly joining Twilight in banishment. Now it felt as if she was sharing a camp with a hostile stranger. The vision still fresh in her mind, Applejack finally had a word for it. Harrying of Equestria. Twilight was turning into the very pony that Appleslice tried not to be. A hero who didn't care about the ponies in front of her, only for a map and a flag. She couldn't let that happen, but what else could she do? She tried talking, only to be rebuffed harshly. What else could she say that might put things right between the two of them again? Applejack looked away. Even just seeing Twilight left her uncomfortable. Her gaze lingered on a figure a good distance past Rainbow Dash and Scarlet Rabbit. Once again, Vanguard had taken the first watch. He was sitting on a log with his back turned on the camp. Instead of receding, the feeling of discomfort only increased. She had the sinking feeling that she didn't know what she had to tell Twilight, that she was just desperately trying to pretend that she didn't. Looking at Vanguard only confirmed that. Reluctantly, she walked towards him. Vanguard didn't even turn his head.
"It's too early to be your watch."
His deep growling tone almost broke when he tried to soften it. Applejack settled right next to him.
"I know," she replied. "But I woke up and I don't think I can get back to sleep again."
Applejack glanced at the snoring Pegasi behind them.
"Understandable," he said. "Together, those two can impersonate an earthquake."
There was a strange tremble in Vanguard's voice. It wasn't just that as well. His eyes were brighter and redder than usual.
"You're right, Vanguard?" Applejack asked.
Vanguard turned his gaze skyward.
"Full moon tonight. I don't like full moons."
He looked at Applejack so quickly that she turned away, afraid that he might catch her staring.
"That aside, I want to thank you. You were right. I don't know how I'd be faring right now if I executed Scarlet right then and there."
"Shoot," Applejack said. "Just looking out for my captain."
"You have no idea," Vanguard said softly. "I made the right choice with you."
He suddenly extended a foreleg as if to hold her by the shoulders and pull her closer. He noticed what he was doing, however, and pulled it back hurriedly.
"Sorry," he muttered. "Full moon."
Applejack pressed a hoof against her chest. It felt as if there was a sigh in there that she didn't dare let out. She quelled an urge to snuggle against him anyway.
"What do you mean by that?" she asked.
She nearly hoped she was masking the disappointment in her tone.
"Does a full moon make you do things? I mean, I heard about the wolf acting especially crazy when it's out back in Bastion City, but..."
She shut her mouth, afraid that he'd be offended.
"I don't feel anything like the Wolven's moon rage,"
Vanguard replied.
"It does become more difficult to control my impulses. I can't afford to feel any strong emotions during this time."
Applejack's heart beat faster at the mentioning of strong emotions. All of a sudden, Vanguard was exuding a great deal of warmth despite all the metal he wore. And his scent... a coalescence of sweat, damp leather straps, and the odor of a pony, but not quite, left her tingly. There was an intensity about him tonight as if he might jump on her at the first provocation. That part of her felt intrigued, even excited, was scary.
"How are things with you and Twilight?"
Vanguard asked. The sudden question struck Applejack like a surge of lightning, jolting her out of the strange, fuzzy warmth she was letting herself sink into. Twilight, at the mention of the name, the pleasant warm feelings were gone. She shivered from the nightly cold.
I honestly don't know," she said. "After hearing what she said today, I have no idea."
"She didn't say those things to be cruel or hateful,"
Vanguard said.
"I understand where she's coming from."
"I understand too," Applejack said. "But I didn't think I'd hear it from Twilight. It's just not like her."
"The two of you have gone through some difficult things in this mission," Vanguard said. "And the two of you have different ways to cope."
"Well, yeah, that's true," Applejack said. "Aren't you worried about the things she said earlier?"
"Not as much as you do, I take it,"
Vanguard replied. Applejack frowned.
"You sound like you're not bothered at all."
"I worry a great deal about Twilight Sparkle's safety," Vanguard said. "She likes to push herself too hard, and her state of mind is also concerning. but the things you said earlier aren't as ominous as they seem.
Sounds like you really admire Twilight,
Applejack said. I do, Vanguard replied. I admire her courage to do what she believes is right and her strength to endure whatever is thrown at her. I wish I had met her sooner.
He smiled slightly.
This mission won't break her. She may have used pious words, but she didn't say them with pious spirit.
I don't know, Applejack said. There's also... Vanguard raised an eyebrow.
What do you mean?
Applejack pressed her lips together tightly. Nothing, she mumbled. Her eyes darted everywhere at Vanguard's sudden intense stare.
I won't pry, Vanguard said. But you're going to have to tell Sunpony about it at some point.
He stood and walked towards Twilight.
My watch is done.
I will tell Sunpony about it, Applejack whispered. She finally let out that sigh building within her when she was sure Vanguard was out of earshot. He started, prodded Twilight awake before turning in. Applejack braced herself when Twilight walked over and sat nearby. For the first hour or so, the two of them were silent. Twilight looked as if she was in the same dour mood as the previous night. An hour had passed when Twilight finally decided to break the silence.
So what were you and Vanguard talking about?
Applejack's blood froze. This was exactly what Rarity had warned her about.
Just small stuff, she mumbled.
Her insides protested. Things were happening exactly as they did before. Twilight's stare was boring a hole through her. She looked at Vanguard's sleeping form. No, this awkwardness had to end here. Vanguard was right. She had to say something at some point, and she was as backed to a wall as it was going to get.
At some point, she whispered.
What was that?
Twilight asked.
Twilight, I got something to tell you.
Some of the hesitation melted away. Now that Applejack had decided to make the effort, the words came to her.
I'll start with the truth, she thought. Can't go wrong with starting with the truth.
She matched Twilight's stare.
You asked me before if I liked Vanguard.
And you said no, Twilight replied. You were pretty adamant about it too.
I lied.
Applejack would have said more, but the sudden relief left her speechless for a few seconds. A huge load lifted from her shoulders.
I do like him, a lot. I did join up partly because I wanted to be with him.
You...
A flicker of emotion marred Twilight's face, cracking that emotionless mask she had been wearing since the other night. Her lips quivered slightly, but she recovered and her eyebrows furrowed from the strain of effort.
So what?
She asked. Applejack could only stare in confusion.
A usurper is raising and lowering the sun and Equestria is still at war.
Twilight spoke through grit teeth.
But on the bright side, Applejack is in love. I guess that's worth something. Maybe Black Rose will swoon at the story, then we can kill her while she's out.
Applejack's front hoofs twitched. She pictured herself sprawling in the dirt with Twilight, taking a fireball or a lightning bolt, smearing Twilight's blood all over her tramplers. She swallowed hard and let the furious thoughts go. Vanguard saw something in Twilight that let him stay calm. She was beginning to see that too.
I should be hitting you by now, but I ain't buying that this time, she said.
It was Twilight who couldn't say anything this time.
You got something to say too? Let me hear Twilight Sparkle talk this time, 'cause the heroine of Equestria has been talking too much.
That scornful stare that Twilight had taken to using twisted into anger.
How dare you, she said. You think I just flip switches to change who I am?
No, which is why I ain't buying that heroine of Equestria act of yours anymore.
Applejack's tone softened.
I spilled my beans. It's your turn.
Again, there was silence. Twilight turned away and stared out to the still shadowy woods. Applejack looked skyward. It was going to be sunrise soon. She had tried again, tried as hard as she could, but she was going to end up with nothing once more. She had turned her back to sit closer to the fire when she heard something.
What else can I be?
Twilight said, her voice barely a whisper. Applejack turned around in surprise.
Twilight, she said just as quietly.
We've been failing so much, Applejack. We couldn't beat Nightmare Moon without breaking the elements. We couldn't protect Princess Celestia from Black Rose. We keep struggling and struggling only to end up with nothing. Pyrevella, she was an awful unicorn, but she got what she wanted. Protect Equestria no matter the cost. Those were her words. After all the things we've been doing, they're the only things that have been comforting. They're the only things that make killing other ponies hurt less.
Twilight, Pyrevella burned her friends, burned herself, then left us to clean up the mess, Applejack said. Equestria doesn't need more heroes like her.
And how do you cope, Applejack? Twilight asked. I'm not the only pony with bloodstained hoofs here. What do you say in the face of what we did in this mission?
I don't know the answer to that, Applejack said. But I know it, and by hiding behind Equestria every time we do something awful. She let out a sigh. We just gotta face the truth, Twi. Equestria didn't snap that pony's neck or burn those ponies.
Twilight's hardened look softened. Face the truth, huh? She asked. It's going to hurt.
Applejack smiled in return. Course it will, Sugarcube, she said. But you and me, we are strong, the right kind of strong.
I guess we are, Twilight said. I'm sorry for mocking you, Applejack.
Applejack nodded and sat by the fire. The warmth that suffused her body didn't just come from the flames.
And Applejack?
Yeah, Sugarcube?
I like Vanguard too. A lot.
The ache was back, but Applejack didn't cringe from it this time. She knew that already, of course. Rarity's solution was that she back off because Twilight was too scary. She could see the reason now. In fact, she had been seeing it for a long time, but she had hoped that it would go away. It wouldn't. Now that she faced it and knew that Twilight faced it, the whole thing wasn't as scary as it seemed.
We're just gonna see what happens then, she said.
Okay, let's start our discussion time. In this chapter we have Applejack dreaming about Apple Slice. The one bad apple, as Granny Smith called him. But in her dream, he's the hero of Equestria, and ponies are cheering on him. But he doesn't want to be a hero. All he wants to be is an earth pony doing his part. I think that's admirable, because there are so many people out there who want to be, I don't know, admired for what they do. Apple Slice is certainly not one of them. I'm interested in where this is going and to see if this was really a dream or if Applejack might have visions of Apple Slice. Maybe there are visions of Apple Slice in that chain. Maybe there are memories of him in that chain. And then, of course, we have Vanguard Clash. Vanguard Clash talking to Applejack and telling her that he has to, well, to try to control his emotions during the full moon because he has a harder time controlling his urges. Yes, okay. I can see where this is going and I seriously don't like it, if I'm honest. Because if you see that part where he's extending a foreleg as if he wanted to pull her closer and then stops himself because he has to control his urges. Okay, let's put it this way. He seems to have at least a little bit of feeling for Applejack. And he certainly is admiring Twilight. I don't know if he has a thing for her too, but that could be a disastrous love triangle. Seriously. And then we have that part where Twilight and Applejack start talking about their feelings. I think it's well written because there is that part where Twilight snaps and says like, okay, yeah, Equestria is at war. What was that damn word?
an imposter is raising the sun every day and... Yeah, but everything is okay because Applejack's in love. That was actually pretty accurate because I've seen people react like that when there is a conflict in love matters, in love affairs. Not that exact way, but similar. And yeah, I think it's well written. It's very cool. And I'm looking forward for more. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.